Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I want to share with you the power of forgiveness, or the power of forgiving people. Why I have to go this extent is that from the first day of this week, we've been talking about people's character flaw, and second time I talked to you about how the right way to react to offenses. Now I want to just take time to explain to you something about forgiveness before the end of the week. First thing I want you to understand is that forgiveness is not to just say, it's not about saying verbally, say I'm forgiving you. I mean, a lot of times I've seen situations where people feel offended or are hurt. They gather, they do family meeting or village meeting or room meeting or hostel meeting, whichever meeting there, or even church meeting, and say, okay, Mr. Car, have you forgotten Mr. Ajibola? You say, yes, I've forgiven you. They go. That's not just forgiveness. That is just a verbal expression of forgiveness. The real forgiveness is not about your words. The real forgiveness is about the state of your heart. If you verbally say, I've forgiven you, and deep down inside your heart you have not forgiven the person, then there is no forgiveness you have offered. That is why I think the starting point of forgiveness is not in verbally saying it, but in allowing our heart, in coming to that state of heart where you have forgiven the person. When you come to that state of heart, whether you verbally say you've forgiven the person or not, the important thing is that in your heart, this person has been forgiven. Why I'm emphasizing the fact that this forgiveness has to start from the heart is this. A lot of times people that will offend you and hurt you, that you need to forgive, they will not be present to hear you say, I'm forgiving you. They may not be able to see you again when you verbally tell them, go and sin no more, I'm forgiving you. Therefore, in your heart, you need to forgive them. Let me tell you something about forgiving people and your state of heart. If people really offended you, that they really deserve to be punished for their offense to you, God will fight for you and ensure that they get punished. It's when you say in your heart, it's when you come to that state of heart where you are forgiving them, then you can, like Jesus Christ and Stephen, say, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. You get sacked from your workplace because somebody cooked up lies against you. You need to forgive the person and say, forgive them, because you do not know what they are doing. You get robbed or cheated by someone you trusted. Say, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. If you don't go to God and make this prayer, if you don't say these prayers to God, what's going to happen is that God will arise and ensure that the punishment that is due to them gets to them. God is not just a loving father, he's also a judge. What it means is this: when evidences are presented before him, he weighs them, looks at them different ways and say, this guy, you did this and did this, therefore what is due to you is that you get this punishment. You did this and did the other thing, therefore you get this amount of punishment. Therefore, when somebody has offended you, he has broken the laws of God that requires that God punishes him. You need to open your mouth and say that word of prayer. Father, forgive me, Stefani, for this offense. May you forgive him in Jesus' name. Now you say, God, I've forgiven him, therefore forgive him. These are simple prayers you say. It should come from your heart. Do you understand what I'm saying? It should come from your heart to God on the behalf of these ones that have offended you. Again, let me tell you what forgiveness is. Forgiveness means that you do not count the offenses, the sins, and the hurts of people against them. If I say I've forgiven you, it means that even though you did something that requires I should punish you, I'm not going to punish you again. You see, sometimes people try to explain forgiveness to us and say that even when God forgives you, you still get punishment. You broke a glass cup in your house and your father gets a cane. He say, Chukwuebuka, come here, I'm going to flog you. Your mother say, oh, please, my husband, don't beat my child, don't kill him, please have mercy on him. Your father has raised his cane to flog you, and your mother is begging. If he forgives you because of your mother's begging, he will lower the cane and go and keep it, and maybe issue you a warning. Be careful about this, my glass cups. Do you understand what I'm saying? If he still flogs you, then he did not forgive you. The proof of forgiveness is the fact that he said, okay, don't go. I'm not going to do anything to you again. Does it make sense to you? That is exactly what happens when we are forgiving. When you also forgive people, it means you are not counting their sins against them. It means that even though he backbited you, and what should be the implication is that next time you have opportunity to say good of him, you will not say it. Even though you have the right to bite him back, you don't do it. That's one. That means you're doing revenge. But more important than it is this. When you're supposed to say good things about him that are true, you do not keep quiet because, oh, is it not this guy that did this to me? When you're in a position of saying good things that he actually is before people for his own good, go ahead and do it. That is a proof that you are not counting his sins against him. That's a proof that you're not counting his offenses against him. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, that is exactly what forgiveness means. Now, when you refuse to forgive people, you do a whole lot of things to yourself without realizing that. One of those things you do to yourself is that you live in pains and anger almost forever. The person that offended you maybe has moved on with his life. In fact, he may have even gone to God and said, God, I'm very sorry. Forgive me. Do not count my sins against me and all that. And God has forgiven him. But you live with the burden of the person's offense forever. He weighs you down. Each time you see the person, you are angry. Each time you see the person, your heart slips. Each time you see the person, you feel like, I want to punch him. And when you drive, you want to kill him with your car. You know, all those kind of things. It doesn't make any sense. You understand what I'm saying? So please, as much as you can, do your best to forgive the person. When you refuse to forgive, you deny yourself the freedom of the heart. You will continue to be bitter in your relationship with the person. And guess what? The relationship doesn't get better. For instance, if it's your father that offended you, I mean, your father can offend you in one way or the other. Your mother can do that as well. Remove the bitterness and the anger, the acrimony, so you have a better relationship with him. There's a big joy you get to sit in front of your house and be just with your dad. I don't know the way your house is, yeah, but it's very fulfilling, and that's one of the most exciting things about my going home, for instance, that I sit in front of my house and my father will be discussing family matter. Do you understand what I'm saying? The point I'm making is this. Of course, it doesn't have to be your father. It can be your mother, your wife, your children, or anything. But the important thing is, forgive and forget so you have a better relationship with people. Do you understand that? The point I made is this. People will always offend us. They will hurt us. What would you do to forgive them? And I've explained that forgiveness means to say, oh, you did this to me. Now, this is what I should do to you for having done this to me, but I won't do it to you. Do you understand? Now, that is what forgiveness is. And I say, it's not about opening your mouth to say I'm forgiving you. It's about a state of heart that says I'm not going to pay you back what you did to me. It's a state of heart that says I'm not going to punish you for what you did to me. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, when you are able to come to that state of heart that you forgive, then you will free yourself from bitterness and have a better relationship with the people that matter in your life. I hope you understand my point.
For tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Bridget.com, that is BROJID.com, to get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books. Kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Broji World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.